Charlemagne the God declares Joe Biden a very intricate part of systemic racism in America. By Kyle Morris on May 23, 2020. Radio host Charlemagne the God appeared on CNN Friday night and said former Vice President Joe Biden is a very intricate part of systemic racism in America. My overall takeaway from the conversation is that I heard him talk about things he did for black people back in the day, but what have you done for me lately is my motto, Charlemagne explained to CNN's Aaron Burnett. I see black communities catching hell no matter who is in the White House. Like I said before, if you have created legislation that has hurt, then you have to create legislation that helps. It's just that simple, the radio host continued. The whole system needs to be dismantled and rebuilt, and he has been a very intricate part of that system. Whether you're talking about 84 with the mandatory minimum sentences for drug dealers, when you talk about 86 with crack laws that gave you more time for crack cocaine and powder cocaine, or if you talk about the 94 crime bill. Charlemagne also called out Biden over his record of supporting laws through the years and how the rise of drug-related arrests led to a rise in incarceration rates among black Americans. He really was one of the people on the front lines when it came to the war on drugs and mass incarceration, Charlemagne said. If he wants to be president, he needs to fix that. According to the ACLU, incarceration rates steadily increased for 14 years following the passage of the federal crime bill in 1994. Biden was at the center of outrage on Friday when he appeared on The Breakfast Club, a podcast partly hosted by Charlemagne, which has interviewed several prominent Democrat presidential hopefuls. During his appearance on the show, Biden told Charlemagne that he ain't black if he could not decide whether to vote for Donald Trump or Biden. Biden later said he should not have been cavalier. I should not have been so cavalier, Biden said. I've never, never, ever taken the African-American community for granted. I shouldn't have been such a wise guy. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.